Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I've been very busy.
That's not allowed.
Yeah, right? How dare I?
You know, like, yeah. I figured you weren't. So on Friday, though, I did get to talk with your partner very briefly, but did he get to chat with you?
Yeah, he told me briefly.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty brief conversation with him because I realized that maybe you and him hadn't had a chance to speak yet, and I didn't want to go so far down the rabbit hole. I feel like it was better to come from, you know, you guys have your conversation on your own.
Yeah, I mainly handle all of that. Or
and then there was that part that I could kind of tell.
Yeah, I kind of do everything.
Yeah, which is, you know, totally understandable. So I did want to call you back, and I originally, when I called on Friday, we had the operations director, my equivalent for the operations team, on the line as well. He's busy taking care of payroll today, so he's not able to hop on this call. But I did just want to hop on with you and realign a couple of expectations. You know, after reviewing you know, my synopsis of our call, which I felt like our call went pretty well. We understood each other pretty clearly. And You've made it clear that you don't necessarily want to quit using Local Splash. You just really want the website finished first.
Essentially.
Okay. So we are willing to move forward on that front. There are a couple of things that I want to make sure, like disclaimers, that I'm not sure if they were explained to you at point of sale or not. I just want to kind of go back over a few things. That way, we both go into this knowing very, very clearly exactly what the expectation is and what's going on. Okay?
Beautiful.
Awesome. So the first thing is this, is one of our concerns, which you could understand why it would be a concern for us, is we go through and we finish this website for you, and then you're like, hey, I don't actually want to do services with you guys. We don't.
Yeah, I guess that's the risk of business.
Yeah, no, it is. It is
the
risk of business.
I come from a marketing background, so I get it.
Yeah, it's totally the risk of business. But the other thing that I'm not sure, just because I'm not sure that you were necessarily told this, only because of your understanding and the understanding, like, once I had the opportunity to reflect on our conversation, it's like, huh, I wonder if he knew this. If you ever leave Local Splash, you don't get to take that website content with you. You don't own it.
It's on my domain.
It is on your domain, but we would pull our content off of your domain. We wouldn't let you keep our content. We would restore it back to what you had.
What if, like, I hired Local Splash for a year and then I decided to part ways? You guys are going to take the website?
Well, you can continue hosting it with us. I think it's like $39 a month. We don't necessarily want to take it from you just because you choose not to work with Local Splash anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
It should have already been explained to you, okay? And that's why I realized.
No one explained any of that to me.
That's why I realized.
All I can say is the biggest reason I'm hiring you guys is for this website. Right.
Well,
do with marketing.
And Michael, that's exactly why I said, after reflection of our conversation and really realizing what you did or didn't understand from your initial sales call, I was like, oh man, I don't know if this expectation was, and the way that it actually is at Local Splash, was properly explained to you. Okay.
Yeah, so that's like the kind of the biggest problem here is everyone said whatever they needed to say to sell me. So I'm pretty sure you listened to that call. The gentleman said we could work off of your website. He verbatim said that just to say that, oh no, it's miscommunication. We don't do that. It's like, yeah, you're just selling me. You're saying whatever you needed to say to sell me.
Right. Well, and it was a miscommunication, but it wasn't on your part. It was on his part with our team, you know, not verifying that, in fact, that's something that we can do. So generally, we don't work on other people's websites. We will write our content to your domain, no problem. But we don't usually go in and, you know, do anything with the content that you already have there. He did get an exception for your specific situation. Obviously, as a web developer yourself, you could understand why we choose to keep it pretty black and white. It's just more or less to protect ourselves. However, in your situation, he did get the go ahead for us to go in and adjust your content that was already there, if that's what you chose to do. Now, I want to be clear and understand, are we completely rebuilding this site for you from the ground up, or are we making adjustments to your content at this point?
So from the beginning, same exact thing I've been saying. All I wanted was someone to go in and make the last few tweaks to my website.
Okay. Okay.
And if you guys can make a more modern design, which everyone keeps saying they can.
Right.
And I was like, awesome, let's do that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
By working off what's already there.
Right. Okay.
And coming from a web design background, that makes your job a lot easier. Because if somebody came to me with a website that was almost done and all I had to do was make it better, it's like, awesome. Now I'm not creating something from scratch.
Yeah. Absolutely. Completely understand that. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I have a clear understanding of everything, because again, the biggest problem here is like we both agree, there have been things said that have not been, you know, accurate or inconsistent. And I don't want any more of that for you. Michael,
yeah,
I want to make sure.
It's happening over and over and over again. And even on our last call, you didn't say that website thing. This is my first time hearing that.
Right.
That you guys own the content on my website. That's crazy.
Well, with it being your own site, that does make it different. So I told you that because that is our standard when we build the site. So if we built the site on your ABC plumbing domain, I'm just throwing something out there, okay? We built the content onto that site. If ABC plumbing decided to leave, then we pull our content, you keep your domain, it's yours. The fact that we are building from your already built content, we're just elaborating on, right? And finishing up for you, I do not believe that that would be the truth. I do not believe that we would take the changes off of the content that you already had there. That doesn't make a lot of sense for us.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking for the clarification, because I refuse to make a mistake like it's already been made on your account, okay?
That's crazy. So how do you, how would, just that, I mean, it's whatever, but... Again, so if I hire you guys for a year and then decide to stop working with you, are you going to take the content off my site and revert it back to what it was?
I have to get a better clarification on that, because that's crazy. Yeah, I have to get a better clarification. Since we're already building on your current content, I have to get a better clarification on that. I don't want to answer the wrong way, so I'm going to have to call you back.
That would mean you're going into my hosting and my domain and getting rid of things. That sounds very invasive.
And I'm not saying it doesn't.
Fair enough.
That's why I asked that other clarifying question, because I want to be clear about everything here. Okay, so that's one thing which I'm going to have to call you back on that. Again, we are looking, we do want to finish it for you. We don't want any unhappy customers. We do not want anybody who is, you know, choosing to just cut ties and give up, especially after we're this far into the situation. Now,
did you guys go into the Facebook and get rid of those photos that aren't my work? Because like I said, I could get sued for that.
Right. I will have that done. And I did bring up that point. I did bring up the point that there was posts on there. I said, hey, listen, and to my knowledge, we've never done posts. This client, I actually showed them the post. I was like, I can see it right here for myself. He's not wrong. Like, even a little bit wrong about that, right?
Yeah. So, I was very, very, very upfront about that, too, because I let them know it's illegal. You cannot post work that's not your own.
Right. Right. And I let them know that's not okay.
Yeah,
that we can't,
because I even let them know on the website that it's all stock photos right now. That's why I said, when you're ready, I'll send you like artwork photos.
Right. Well, we are ready. We've been ready since the beginning for those photos. And I'm sorry that wasn't clear to you. We did pull the sales call, and it was said to you, that if you don't want stock photos, to please send us photos. We have like an exact transcription of that call. However, there is a lot of things that were said in that call as well. So I think that there's a better way that we could have, which we have since the call that we reviewed as a team with you, that we've taken a look at our scripts to see how we can be more clear about that with our clients, so we don't run into the situation again.
Yeah. Okay? Well, with the call, like, it was mainly about the post, because if you guys use stock photos for now, when I spoke to the web team, they said they're doing that. I spoke to them about that too. They said, oh yeah, this is just placeholder for now. That's fine. It was more about the whole posting on social media thing.
Right.
Because the website's not launched, you know?
Right. Understood. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, when we, the web, the ads start within the first 7 to 14 days, Michael. So, that's when we use the stock photos, even though it's not something that you wanted or is allowed for your business. Again, completely.
Yeah, somebody called me.
Right.
I would have just sent them a post to post, but also I would have told them, no, do not, whatever you do, do not start ads. I was very transparent that I want the website to be done before we even start ads and other things.
Right.
Because look what happened. We apparently, as we're running, I didn't even get one phone call, let alone a closed contract or a client.
Right. So there's that situation, and then the other part of this is that with the package that you originally purchased from us, that was Google Guarantee, which has since changed to Google Verified, and that's the $250 that I already refunded to you for the application,
yeah.
Okay? And then the other portion of the package was the local SEO, the Facebook ads, the website, all of that stuff. That's the $490. I mean, that's the $249 reoccurring. So at this point, if we chose to move forward together and we came to a resolution on this, we've taken the Google Guaranteed off the, not off the table. It's still available to you, but you would have to pay the $250 application fee again if you choose to move forward with that. Okay.
And what's the Google Guarantee?
Google Verified is up at the very top of the page. It's Google's own pay-per-lead program.
Yeah. Well, we're on Google. Where did you take us off?
No,
we
didn't
Google
take
Verified.
You off. Google Verified used to be known as Google Guaranteed. It's a different section on Google, Michael. So it's up at the very top of the page in the sponsored section. So that was a portion of the package that you originally signed up for. And that's
the
portion
that you've
been
refunded
for.
Once the website's done and we're ready, once we're ready to do all that, we can set all that up. But for now, let's just get this website done.
Right.
And then we could, once I have access to the Facebook and Instagram and all the other stuff, we'll make a bunch of posts. I don't really need you guys to do the posts. It's easy. We have pictures. We post it.
Yeah, we don't really do the posts. Like I told you before, this is very strange. They're looking into it because we don't, I mean, historically, that's a huge thing we tell our clients. You knew that going in. We told you, hey, we don't do the posts. And then yet there was some posts on your page. So.
Yeah, and that's what I was told too. So that's
right,
why
which
that
is,
was weird.
Historically, how
I appreciate you fixing all this and accommodating all this because this was a very stressful situation. I was pretty much getting gaslit by everybody saying, oh no, we didn't say that. Oh no, that's not how this works. Oh no, your website looks awesome. Even you saw it. You're like, oh no, that's trash.
Yeah. No, it's not great by any means. It didn't have the proper photos on there. It does not have the proper information on there. It doesn't have a good representation of your organization on there. You know, that's definitely agreed by all fronts at Local Splash, you know. So let me get this final question answered about the content situation so we can see kind of what our options are here. I can present that to you. But as of right now, I'm assuming that if I can get it all approved the way that would be agreeable for both of us, which is we complete the website, and then once the website is complete, then you would pay the $249 to begin the services again. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then and then we'll personally make a bunch of posts, make it look like a like it's a real company, not an empty social media canvas.
Absolutely.
Once the website's done, then we'll just do all of that.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and get working on this stuff, and you'll hear back from me soon, okay?
All right, awesome. You're amazing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.